Our scripture text comes out of Acts chapter 13. I'm not going to read all of Acts 13. I'm going to focus on a couple things, but I would encourage you to read Acts chapter 13 because it's Paul's first missionary journey. But I'm going to turn and start at verse 44. And the subtitle of this is When Paul Turns to the Gentiles. The following week, almost the entire city turned out to hear them preach the word of the Lord. But when the Jewish leaders saw the crowds, they were jealous, so they slandered Paul and argued against whatever he said. Then Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly and declared, "It was necessary that this good news from God be given first to you Jews. But since you have rejected it and judged yourself unworthy of eternal life, well, we're going to offer it to the Gentiles. For this is what the Lord commanded us when he said, 'I have made you a light to the Gentiles to bring salvation to the farthest corners of the earth.'" That's recorded in Acts chapter 3, verse 26. So when the Gentiles heard this, they were very glad and thanked the Lord for his message, and all who were appointed to eternal life became believers. So the Lord's message spread throughout the region. Then the Jewish leaders stirred up both the influential religious women and the leaders of the city, and they incited a mob against Paul and Barnabas and ran them out of town. But they did like Jesus said, and shook the dust off of their feet against them, and went to the city of Icomen. And the believers were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of the gospel in Acts, and a little bit of comment from old Preacher Ruffy.